Time now for Looking Skyward, where we examine recent events in the world of astronomy. I'm Brian Morris, and I'm speaking with Dr. Regina Jorgensen, Director of Astronomy at the Mariah Mitchell Association on Nantucket. Hi, Regina.
Hi, Brian.
And Regina, you've just been to the American Astronomical Society conference in Seattle, and one of the big stories was about a repeating fast radio burst that was detected for only the second time in history. And repeating is the key word here. So where do these bursts come from and how are they recorded?
We believe they're coming from outside of our Milky Way galaxy. So they're what we call extragalactic. Typically, these bursts we don't see as repeaters. We see single bursts, and they're bright bursts of radio emission that have been detected. So there's been sort of a handful of them, and nobody knows what causes them. So they've been a great mystery. And what's pretty exciting about this recent detection is that, as you say, it was a repeater, which means that they've seen more than one burst coming from the same direction. And so it's thought that that will help determine what the sources of these bursts are, because this means that in this case, it's not a cataclysmic event, or in other words, an event that has destroyed the source entirely. Otherwise, you wouldn't see it repeating. Some people say right now there's more theories as to what could be causing these than there are actual detections. However, our limit in detection so far has just been our limit of looking at the sky. You need to look at very large areas of the sky for long periods of time in order to detect these. And once you start to do that, then you see suddenly lots of them. And some people theorize there's probably, you know, if we could watch the whole sky all day, we'd probably detect 1,000 a day.
Also, Regina, astronomers say they've been able to observe the birth of a black hole for the first time ever, although there's just a bit of a time lag involved here.
Right. Last summer, a portion of the sky, a bit of the sky, got really, really bright, very, very suddenly, near a galaxy about 200 million light years away. And what's a little bit different here is that the data looks different than a normal supernova explosion, what this you might at first think this was. And so there's now two possible scenarios of what's going on here, that we're actually witnessing the birth of a black hole for the first time, or that this could have been caused by something like a white dwarf star being shredded by a black hole as it came too close to it, and it actually tore the star apart. And what we're seeing is the bright energy that's coming out of that event.
What we're seeing in the sky, though, is something that actually sort of physically happened hundreds of millions of years ago, correct?
That's exactly right. Yes, we think this is associated with a galaxy, and we know that that galaxy is about 200 million light years away. And so the light that we're actually seeing left that galaxy 200 million years ago.
Also, sky watchers are in for a bit of a treat. There's a lunar eclipse coming up in a few days.
That's right. So this will be coming up on the night of January 20th into the 21st. And it actually also happens to be a full moon, of course, and that's the wolf moon. So on the night of January 21st, if you're in Eastern time, the eclipse will start at about 9:30 p.m. Eastern time, although at that time it actually enters what's called the penumbra, and that's the less dark part of the Earth's shadow. So at about 10:30 p.m. Eastern time, the moon will enter the umbra, which is the darkest part of the Earth's shadow, and that's when you'll really start to see some things. If you go out and take a look at the moon, you'll start to see it darkening, and almost like there was a little bit of a bite taken out of it. And then as the eclipse progresses, at about 11:40 p.m., the moon will be fully in the umbral shadow of the Earth, and so it'll start to then look red, which is quite cool.
All right. Dr. Regina Jorgensen is Director of Astronomy at the Mariah Mitchell Association on Nantucket. Regina, thanks, and we'll talk again soon.
All right. Thanks so much.